Buonasera ascoltatrici, buonasera ascoltatori, bentrovate e bentrovati a tutti quanti. Io sono Niccolò Guffanti e in questo caldissimo e ultimo giovedì di agosto vi do il benvenuto perché comincia un'altra puntata di Serve and Volley, la conduzione musicale di Radio Pop a cura del reparto tecnico, che va in onda tutti i giovedì, diciamo la notte tra giovedì e venerdì, da mezzanotte a luna. E appunto, per fortuna, questo è l'ultimo giovedì di agosto, un agosto che probabilmente ci ricorderemo per sempre, viste le temperature micidiali che ci siamo dovuti subire. Io peraltro ho fatto il gravissimo errore di andarmene via in vacanza senza chiedere a alcuna persona di annoffiarmi le piante sul balcone, quindi poi quando sono tornato ho trovato una carneficina, una strage, e vabbè, ho imparato una lezione per l'anno, per l'estate prossima, speriamo di non ritrovarci mai più in questa situazione. Comunque, la puntata di questa sera non può che essere influenzata dal mio recente viaggetto che si è svolto tra l'Andalusia e il Portogallo. Più tardi poi vi farò ascoltare uno dei reportage che Radio Popolare ha realizzato per il progetto Indire. Questa volta sentirete la mia voce, sono stato io protagonista di un bel viaggetto in Slovenia alla scoperta della realtà artistica e musicale locale indipendente.
Benito, just the quera, oh my god, I thought
Spanish bombs,
just the quero is benito, just the quera, oh my god, I thought
Spanish
weeks in my disco casino, the freedom fighters died up on the hill.
They sang the red flag,
they wore the black one, after they died it was Mockingbird Hill.
Back from the buses,
went up in flashes, the Irish too,
drenched in blood.
Senoritas, those who knit in the bars.
Spanish bombs,
just the quero infinito, just the quera, oh my corazón.
Spanish bombs,
just the quero infinito, just the quera, oh my corazón.
Clash, le loro Spanish Bombs in apertura della puntata. Vi ricordo che tutte le mattine su Radio Pop alle ore 11.30 va in onda il documentario a cura di Alba Solaro, Not an Ordinary Joe, che appunto parla di Joe Strummer e di Clash, tra l'altro è montato dal mio collega di reparto Zacca. Quindi insomma, per chi si volesse fare una bella reminiscenza di Clash. Ma parlando di reminiscenze, c'è da un po' di tempo il caso di Running Up That Hill, il brano di Kate Bush, che dopo essere stato selezionato nella colonna sonora della quarta stagione della serie TV Stranger Things, è tornato in auge dopo che era uscito nel 1985 ed è diventato un caso mondiale, no? Di una canzone che ha avuto così tanto successo a tanti anni di distanza. Bene, si lega un po' al fatto che io sto combattendo la malinconia, come vi dicevo in inizio puntata, la malinconia per il mio viaggio recentemente finito, guardandomi proprio una bella serie TV serale che è la quarta stagione per l'appunto di Stranger Things. E allora, non vi propongo Running Up That Hill perché sta roccheggiando in tutte le radio da un bel po' di tempo ormai, ma le sempre verdi percussioni in apertura del brano Africa di Toto, che sono sicuro vi piacerà.
Hear the drums echoing tonight, and she hears only whispers of some quiet conversation. She's coming in 12:30 flight, the moonlit wings reflect the stars that guide me towards salvation. I stopped an old man along the way, hoping to find some old forgotten words, ancient melodies. He turned to me as if to say, hurry boy, it's waiting there for you. Longing for some solitary company. I know that I must do what's right, sure as Kilimanjaro rises like Olympus above the Serengeti. I seek to cure what's deep inside, frightened of this thing that I've become.
La recente siccità estrema che abbiamo vissuto, al testo di Africa si potrebbe tranquillamente sostituire la parola Milano in questi mesi, visto che anche noi siamo arrivati al punto di benedire la pioggia, ce n'è un sacco di bisogno, non solo per una questione di siccità ma anche proprio per una questione di ricambio d'aria, no? Sappiamo un po' tutti come è messa la situazione nostra e di chi vive in pianura padana. Speriamo che prima o poi si riesca a fare qualche cosa che cambi veramente le cose. Ci vorrebbe un po' più di attenzione nei confronti di quest'area che noi respiriamo quotidianamente. Adesso però un po' di presa bene, apriamo bene le nostre menti, lasciamo che la luce entri. Sulla scia delle percussioni così tanto care ai Clash, che hanno aperto il brano Africa dei Toto e che hanno caratterizzato così tanto Moving On Up dei Primal Scream, andiamo ad ascoltarci Tame Impala, uno dei produttori secondo me più degni di nota di questi nostri anni e che da poco peraltro reduce dal Festival Coachella 2022, dove ha spaccato a quanto si dice tantissimo e soprattutto che ha raccolto un'ottima eredità degli artisti che ci siamo ascoltati fino ad adesso. Questa è Radio Popolare, io sono Niccolò Guffanti, state ascoltando Serve and Volley. Is It True di Tame Impala chiude la nostra sequenza di musica insieme, perché come vi avevo anticipato a inizio puntata, adesso è arrivato il momento di farvi ascoltare uno dei reportage che Radio Popolare ha realizzato per Indire, il progetto che ha visto la collaborazione tra diverse radio internazionali per promuovere le relative scene musicali e artistiche indipendenti. Nella fattispecie, io sono andato in Slovenia, ospite dai ragazzi di Radio Studente di Lubiana, è andata alla grande e adesso vi faccio sentire che cosa è successo in quei giorni.
Radio Muse Indire,
Independent Radio Exchange.
Radio Muse Network is part of the Indire project, which is co-funded by the Creative Europe program of the European Union.
Indire Journalist Residency Reportages.
Hi everybody, I am Nicola Guffanti, sound engineer and host at Radio Popolare Milano. As a part of Indire project, last July I've been to Slovenia for an exchange residency hosted by the fantastic guys of Radio Student Ljubljana. Together with the guys from Radio Corax Germany and Radio Campus France, we hit the boutique festival at Tolmin in the Alps, collecting interviews, discovering some fresh independent music and enjoying the beautiful nature. Here's what happened in that days. Once I arrived in Ljubljana, I went straight to Radio Student. The place was so cool. Last two floors of a student house, lots of young people into radio and music stuff, packed with urban art pieces and very stylish underground vibes. There is where we met our host, Spela.
So up to a week ago, I was the head music editor. Now I'm a journalist. Our editorial office has a two-year mandate, and then you basically put yourself up for voting. And I didn't choose to do another term, or at least run for another term, because I have other things to do. I need to finish my master paper, and then look for a more stable job than Radio Studentes. I mean, at one point in the past, I kind of discovered that I really like electronic music. Before that, my plan for growing up adulthood was to go into museum studies, into curatorial roles, and I kind of found the intersection in music, in events, in promoting, and then in journalism, kind of the same and interesting for me. Radio Student is the only place to deal with alternative music and scene in a way that I care about. I do believe that there needs to be good journalism also made for mainstream, for pop sphere, but the current media, if you don't go writing your own blog, basically doesn't support covering this music, and that's why I came to Radio Student, and why I like to work here is just I like to think about this kind of music and write about it and present something that the audiences might not be familiar with. That's the whole thing.
Do you think that Slovenia basically is a nice place to be a young artist?
It definitely has a lot of starting opportunities. This really, really starting point can be easily gotten into. There is a question of of when you want to reach the level of professionalism found abroad. The thing is that if you want to pursue your career in any way and not play traditional Slovenian music, folk, then you need to go to Ljubljana as the only audience big enough to sustain a band's career is found here. The venues are also pretty open to booking somebody that is unknown, so that is not a problem. At Radio Student, our first and foremost mission is to support the local scene, of course the alternative, and to give them space either in having concerts on air, reviewing them, having interviews, announcing the musical happenings that are going on weekly or daily. So at least from our perspective, there is a chance to become also like media recognized, but then that's the fault of alternative music scene in Slovenia and its journalism, that you're very much in your own bubble that you cannot transcend easily, because there is not a lot of opportunities to get to the next level, to go abroad and to start doing tours that would be financially stable, because our music export office is in its really baby crawling stages. They don't get funding, so they can't fund the bands themselves. Like one or two are successful abroad. I mean, Radio Student in general is an institution in terms of politics, culture, music, whichever part of radio you take for, because for one, it's the only music journalism media in Slovenia that programs exclusively alternative or underground artists full-time. Nobody else does that. It's such high quality journalism made on topics that would not be covered elsewhere, or they are covered with like extra care, and it's literally built on the dedication of my co-workers. Each year we have our open calls for people that want to join. It is to somehow connected to like younger generations, which also when they finish school or they finish their stay in Ljubljana, they go onwards and someone new takes their place.
After the chat, we had a couple of hour broadcast where we shared some opinions about our respective live music scene back home. The Radio Student studios were very charming and kind of cozy. After the show, we were sitting on a sofa in a smoking room with a big white window, and there I met Boogie, a colleague of mine, one of the Radio Student broadcast engineers.
My name is Mateusz, but on the radio I go by Boogie. Most of what I do is basically just putting stuff that other people prepare, be it like journalists or like the people who make playlists, and put it on air. Yeah, part of what I also do is like I mix music, I put the speaker on air, I also like play the pre-recorded shows and advertisements, and it's all done by hand. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, most of the Radio Student program is like everything that happens on air is a result of a technician pushing the play button, right?
Okay. Yeah, so yeah. What is exactly your personal
background? I did study media production, but we did basically no audio there. I came here because I wanted to learn more audio, specifically like audio production stuff. And now as a broadcast technician at Radio Student, I don't do a lot of actual producing. I just do like putting stuff on air, right? But like at one point it just became way cool to be able to actually like create a live program. You know, as I said, there's a bunch of freedom that the technician and the speaker had. I mean, Radio Student has like auditions every year.
And auditions are open to whatever background.
Yes.
Beautiful.
So yeah, is that, and also like, you know, Radio Student is really like driving towards building a really strong community, and you know that of course helps a bunch.
When we left Radio Student, we went for a good local lunch, and then we went to collect some interviews while enjoying the very beautiful Ljubljana evening together with my fellow colleagues. The next day we headed to Tolmin, a small alpine town in an amazing valley. There, along one of the most scenic riverside I ever seen, is where Boutique Festival took place for 3 days. The festival location was insanely beautiful, so I hang around listening to some music and talking to people. There were a lot of Slovenians and foreigners, young people too. The lineup featured name of the local electronic indie scene and some internationals too. The first night I had Crash on Rotor Motors DJ set, and here's the chat I had with them.
We're guys from two different cities. I'm from Ljubljana, the capital of Slovenia, and he's from Maribor, second biggest city. And we were working on some other projects in the past. He had like the clothing brand. I have like a hip hop band, and he was making events more like trap hip hop based. And we met in that manner. And then we became like really good friends, and we throw together also with one guy who is not here, Gal Lesnik.
Yeah.
We throw the Nikola events, and it all started from there, you know. Also us DJing together and...
Yeah, we go way back in the past, because like from these events that I was doing to promote the brand, I was really a fan of his hip-hop group, Matter. And I invited them to play in Maribor often. And yeah, after we become friends and we started to do events together, then I really wanted to learn how to DJ. And we kind of make these events. And then I started playing there. And once we first did our back-to-back set, after that we said, this is it. Yeah, we just want to play together.
yeah, we don't want to play separate like anymore, right?
How could you describe the electronic Slovenian scene? I mean, it's a nice scene. It's a alive scene.
Yeah, it's very prolific. Like you got like the Club K4 is one of the oldest clubs in Europe, and it hosted like many big names like, I don't know, Theo Parrish, Jeff Mills, Prince Thomas in the past, like, but the scene is much smaller, so
I think it's because of the size of the scene, because Ljubljana and Maribor, like Ljubljana is also a small city, Maribor is even smaller, so we don't have the capacity to do like huge lineups and everything, so therefore I think the local scene is supported much more, because it's always one guest and the other DJs are usually local DJs.
Yeah, boutique is also a really nice word to describe it, because everything is boutique here, you know? You don't have like big events.
But I think it's kind of its charm.
Yeah,
I think it's a good thing.
It's beautiful. Not
like the more intimate the vibe is, like with the crowd and everything, I prefer it.
Yeah, everything is more personal.
It's
like,
more personal.
You get to like hang out with everybody around here. You know, the thing is, it's really small, and because of that, it's like a lot of people who wants to operate in this space, and it works more like community than as a society. So everything is like how you position yourself there, but we, on the other hand, don't really care about that, because we are playing for the people who go dancing, so we don't care like about radios, other DJs, you know, like the critiques, like media, anything. We just want to have fun and play music as we like. If somebody like appreciate it, that's great. If not, not a problem.
So you would say that inside the scene there is a cooperation and a support?
Of course,
it is.
Yeah. It's great.
For sure,
yeah. And you know, everybody are aware of everybody, so you always know what projects like the other DJs, producers, crews are working on, so we're kind of like supporting towards each other, but there are some rules. Like,
how do you feel like to be
listen to make your music be listened to foreign countries and foreign audience. So do not play only for Slovenian guys, but also for.
I think it's an amazing opportunity to have like a wider audience, so it can reach more people from foreign countries, and maybe then it can spread out even more.
Yes, it feels amazing, because with my hip-hop band Matter, we kind of got that language barrier. And like, we've been through all the places in Slovenia, but you know, we can't get out with like music like that, because the base of it are lyrics and like the message my two friends who are MCing want to deliver. With Rotor Motor, the music we play, it's like more, you know, it's kind of more international, you know, like a couple weeks ago, like Kendall, which we are biggest fans of, played our songs on his Rins Friends show, and we were amazed by it.
Because the song is actually in Slovenian language. And I think with electronic music, like it gives you that opportunity to go like for a wider audience, so I think that's really wonderful.
And here is like more international crowd, like people from Austria, Germany, France, Denmark, like
people from all over the world are here. Like this year, I think it's more like foreigners than Slovenians on this festival.
Yeah,
it's really amazing how they did like reach that point of.
I don't know how they did the PR and marketing,
but
really good.
It's phenomenal, like to get people here from the whole world. They did a really really good job with the promotion.
But the place is amazing. Come on, look around.
I think like this place like advertise itself.
Yeah,
you know, just because you're in the heart of the nature here.
And most of us are like really aware. We don't like drop trash or anything. You know, it's in a way like. They try to present it like the local authorities as it's like bad for the.
Yeah, but I think it's really people here are really cautious, like because they appreciate the nature and this area. So
thank you very much. Thank you, Rotor Motor, and have fun and enjoy your night here in a beautiful Critique Festival.
Thank you.
Thank you for the invitation.
Thank you, guys.
Speaking about nature and location, I was caught by DJ 1983 Set Sounds, naturalistic and kind. I reached him for a chat.
I'm Jakob, my stage name is 1983, and I've been playing music for almost 20 years, playing mostly it was in Ljubljana, I guess, this was the beginning, playing in Club K4, organizing nights there. Then doing different venues, playing festivals, playing all kinds of things. I used to play in a band as well, like a hardcore punk band. So we did a little tour of Romania. Then in 2015, I moved to Berlin. I lived in Berlin for 5 years, did some events there at a club called Maze on Meringdam, which was more kind of like experimental. So definitely opened up some new horizons also with my friends, my fellow expats from Slovenia, who we shared the studio with, starting kind of like an experimental ambient project called Imaginary Radio Stations, which is focused more on like soundtrack music, like obscure electronic, just like the different, like so the non-dance side of music. And since moving back to Slovenia in 2020, just before the pandemic, thank God, I just started my label called Honest Work Recordings, and we're up to 6 releases now. musically non-defined. I mean, it's in the realm of electronic music, but yeah, like I said in the previous talk, just open for everything, looking for stuff that has honesty, that has integrity, and, you know, strikes a chord. Yeah.
What do you think about the Slovenian electronic scene if compared to other foreign countries where you have been, or which you have heard about?
I think it's very difficult to compare it to anything just because Slovenia is so small. So the whole scene, quote unquote, is, you know, just a handful of, well, it's not a handful of people, but it's probably about 100, maybe 150 people who mostly know each other. So I think now electronic music is splintered off in so many directions that we're talking more about like micro scenes, you know. It's not like this, it's just the rave scene, you know. It's not like one subculture, it's just like these like different currents, you know, talking about, you know, everything from like micro house to like you're playing Balearic music to like the techno scene, and maybe you have like a wave EDM scene, you know. So it's much more splintered.
In your opinion, what is the prevalent one in Ljubljana?
In Ljubljana, I think, I mean, I have to, like, house is such a broad term, but I think house would be, you know, the common denominator. Yeah. Also, I mean, techno is traditionally also big in Slovenia. But yeah, I think we lack a few, maybe we lack a few world-class producers who would kind of maybe take it also outside of, you know, Slovenian borders, like Umek used to do, you know. So mentioning Umek in the 2000s, you know, it's kind of a household name, you know. Also as a producer, everyone was playing his tracks, and that's what kind of, you know, gives you the, you know, extra mile now. So nowadays, I mean, not saying there's not people making great music, people who are very talented, it just doesn't have the same impact also, I guess, because the scene is, you know, that much bigger now. It's, you know, it's not an elite or it's not a subculture anymore, it's like a mainstream culture, even if we're talking about like underground, you know? so it's different. But on the other hand, I think it's, you know, it is where it needs to be, and I hope it also like moves forward, you know, so people don't get stuck in the same, you know, just rehashing, you know, old stuff. We want to hear new stuff, you know, so yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So what do you think that what do you feel, man? This place is amazing, it's so nice, and it's incredible to me. What are the things that make boutiques so unique?
Well, I think we have to talk about the location, because I think this location, I mean, you know, it's all subjective, but I would argue it's one of the nicer festival venues I've been to. It's also very kind of, I don't know, still has an intimate vibe, even though it's been growing in the last 3 years, you know, bigger and bigger artists, more stages and so on, but it still feels kind of home, you know. So I think that's also something that I miss from the, you know, the early days of my rave career or whatever. There was a much more pronounced sense of a community, right? So people would just like, you know, flock together regardless. I don't know if it has to do, you know, with drugs. I mean, definitely does, but yeah, it just has this familiar vibe where everyone's cool with everyone else, and yeah, I think it's great. I think it's also, I mean, hats off to the crew. I think they're also very passionate about what they do. So they're always trying to improve, and, you know, so they have to get some credit as well. But I think just the location and the vibes of this place are, yeah, just unique, I guess. Yeah.
And speaking about the location and the environmental, you know, theme, we could say, around it, do you think that the community of boutique and festival in Ljubljana, in Slovenia, it's a, you know, a caring community about the environment? I mean, you think that the guys are pretty cool into the let's keep the environment safe?
Yeah.
They follow, they try to get better.
Oh,
what do you think?
Definitely, yeah. No, I think it's, I mean, for this particular location, because we are on the edge of the Triglav National Park, right? So I think, I mean, there's been festivals going on here probably for 15 years, and we're talking like everything from like metal concerts to like experimental like stuff to, I don't know, punk rock to electronica and so on. But I think each festival has been very respectful towards the environment, meaning like the place is always left as it was, you know, given. because I think, I mean, this is just a, I think it's a, should be, it's like common sense, really, you know. You want to keep the place as it was so, you know, people in the future can enjoy it as well, you know. So I think the guys are doing a great job in this regard, and I just hope that they're able to do it in the future as well. Yeah.
I think this is a beautiful thing, and I'm hearing almost from every artist I'm interviewing, and even from the crowds, the same answer. So yeah, it seems to be, and I see actually this kind of caring from the people, from the crowd, from the people here in boutique, and it is actually very nice to me to see. Thank you very much, 1983, and keep enjoying.
Yeah, thank you.
Boutique was such a nice place. I enjoyed a lot the possibility of dancing in such a beautiful nature with the awareness of respecting it and protecting it. This seemed to be such a felt team, so I decided to talk about it with some of the ravers.
Yeah, of course, because we throw some parties as well, sometimes some illegal one in the forest, and yeah, like we tell the people like please clean it up, and if they don't, like we clean it up ourselves, like we pick every cigarette from the floor. It's a very annoying, but yeah, that's the deal you're gonna have to take
with
the cups, nature.
The plastic cups. Yeah. We try to ask people to bring their own plastic cups in France. Yeah, in our parties.
Wow, you're great.
Yeah, this is gonna be like the. You cannot do a festival without any environmental impact. Let's be realistic. But the goal is like to have it the smallest as possible. But I mean, it's all about education, and maybe we are the in-between generation from our parents into the new one, so I hope the new one will be better than us. But yeah, for sure, it's an ongoing fight, you know. For sure,
to preserve the nature as it is, but for the local community it's hard, you know. That bothers them because there are festivals for around 2 months here, and people don't enjoy it as much as we do.
Okay, because they're scared.
Yes, just like that.
One of the biggest name on the lineup was Christian Krupa, and I spent some time with him, asking him what makes the local scene unique and what can be done to keep it so.
I've been to some festivals like Play the Dimensions as well as Sonar, and I mean, the first experience, the difference is this here is much more smaller, but you can immediately see or feel that it's in the other festivals. The bigger ones are much more industrial based. They have like this, you know, industry mentality in themselves. But I mean, I'm not really gonna complain at their work, but probably the biggest difference is the how much the scene is bigger in the other countries, which on one hand is cool, you know, if you want to make like a career out of making music or DJ, but on the other hand, yeah, I mean, all of this commercial success of everything of the scene, it can become harmful even for the environment where the festivals are held, even as even for the people who come to the party, you know, it's every time the same lineup. So yeah, I think especially boutique, it has a lot of variety on the lineup, and it's much more something new than if you go, for instance, on a summer festival in Croatia, on the Croatian coast, where it's basically 70% of the names are pretty much the same, which is logical. I mean, you have to pay the bills, and they fill up the crowds. They're good at what they do, but yeah, I think this is like the biggest difference is the how much the festival is big, and just because of that, everything can be different. I mean, how much something is big, it differs on everything beneath it, on the whole scene. Yeah, I mean, you know, the whole problem is with this economic concept that a music scene is also a party of. You know, every year, I think should get bigger and bigger. You should have more people coming, more amazing artists, and also the cost, the fee of the artist, it's getting much more higher. And yeah, I mean, a lot of festivals who are going through this economical needs can be affected in a negative perspective. So it's a tough, because as said, it's not really the rules of the festival, but it's basically just the economic rules of the scene, of the economic system. Yeah, and music industry, let's face it, is just a big part of the economic system. And that's it. So every rules which apply into this company views, you know, growth and less payment, I don't know, for the staff and everything is then becoming a part of the music scene itself. Even if the music scene is not really so much a big part of the industry, like, but yeah, everything follows just these economic rules, and there's a big chance, yeah, things get worse or corrupt or something like that. But yeah, hopefully it's not gonna get like, it's gonna stay as it is. I mean, not really too much differences every year or something like that.
What will you be, in your opinion, a secret weapon to maintain the originality of the music and the pureness of the art, the music, the party, and moments like this against the continuously growing and the industry that will be closer and closer ready to eat all of this?
I mean, one thing is pretty much, if you have if this is like the only or one of the, I don't know, few festivals being organized in Slovenia, that's automatically a positive thing, because they don't have this much pressure or competitions what to do and everything. They can avoid these economic rules. And I would still say, you know, you still have, I mean, the big problem with the bigger festivals are the DJ fees and everything. So if you can maintain and hosting, I don't know, upcoming names which are interesting but aren't so financially, I don't know, their fee isn't so much high, they can easily still, you know, have them playing here and expose them to people, and people finding about them, and also for the DJs coming to a different scene, different countries and everything. So I think it's just like this, just don't go like too much into the economic things or economic rules which apply in the world, basically. But yeah, it's cool, as said, I mean, you can avoid this in Slovenia because you don't really have a real festival of electronic music, you know. So it still has this unique, and I don't know, something about it, because there's not really no festival around. So that's, yeah.
What would you say to young, very young boys, a boy or girl with that start and wanna play as a DJ or anyway be a part of the musical Slovenian scene? What would be your suggestion, your advice?
I would just say, like, follow your intuition, you know. I mean, follow your inner gut, your inner feelings. Don't let and he won't tell you anything about yourself or what you feel, but just follow what you feel, not your mind, but what you feel inside, your heart, your soul. And pretty sooner or later, the things, if you truly do something with your passion, sooner or later the things will come to its place. But yeah, everyone has to have this in their head. I mean, it's not only on your decisions, but there's much more decisions which are not up to you, you know. The scene itself, how it runs, how much the scene is bigger in the other countries, and Slovenia can't really be exposed to those rules because the scene is much more smaller. We have so much less population. So yeah, if you believe in something, do it, but don't feel bad if something's not gonna work out, because it's not your fault, more or less. It's how the industry works, and the industry works the way it works.
Okay, these words are very nice to be heard for whatever situation in the life, I guess. Hopefully. I will save it for me as well. Thank you very much, Christian. Yeah,
thanks for having me. Enjoy the festival, really.
After three great days, the time to leave came. I could learn a lot of new things about Slovenian music scene, getting glad to see so many young people taking care of the planet. I was very glad for all the beautiful faces I met. It reminds me that it always happens while traveling, and we should do it as much as we can.
Radio Muse, Indire,
Independent Radio Exchange.
Radio Muse Network is part of the Indire project, which is co-funded by the Creative Europe program of the European Union.
Indire Journalist Residency Reportages.
Jack, è poco, lui in prima fila, io sul derrière. Non mi dava scopi, solo i tetter. Ero classe S per il weekend. Invece lunedì era un problem. Il è bad, sarò così black per te. Tu così bad, mon frère. Hey. Non chiamo la flick nella famiglia. Ho fatto da me, già si tombe. Ho perso da regina, da queen queen. Tu hai barato da re, da king king. Oh. Non ho perso l'esame, solo avuto da te le bling bling. Yeah. Corri pezzi la strada è lua. Dico se è un patata. No, baby, la strada è lua. Dico se la guerra. Na na eh ah. Na na eh ah ah ah. Na 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 eh ah. Na na eh ah ah ah. Come malattia si ma dove che fa mal. Avere amici con i liquidi oggi se fa mal. So che se chi si muove fa fare sussi. Ho perso il gioco, sai che io non gioco così. Ma amavi e odiavi, ma senza me ce n'è personne. Sono così black per te, tu così bad, mon frère. Hey. Non chiamo la flick nella famiglia. Ho fatto da me, giusto tombe. Ho perso da regina, da queen queen. Tu hai barato da re, da king king. Oh.